The internet has revolutionized the way we work, and for many people it has made it possible to work from anywhere with an internet connection. But while working at home may sound like a dream to those who have to go to an office every day, many freelancers find their apartments a less than ideal environment to really get their jobs done. Thanks to this, co-working centers, which provide a shared working environment to their members, have mushroomed in urban areas around the world. Currently, Prague has 4 such centers. For others, renting an office with a group of like-minded people is an ideal solution to the dilemma of working from home. In today's edition of Czech Life, Sara Barufka explores some of these non-traditional work environments in Prague.
I brought my father's office chair, which is very comfortable, and everyone is using it when I'm not around. So this is my desk. I have a big keyboard and wireless mouse here that I connect to my laptop when I come to work here. And there is a common Wi-Fi connection, and that's pretty much all I need to get my job done.
Petr Kocsi, a freelance journalist who writes about media and technology, describes his setup at a beautiful office with a spacious terrace in Prague's Vinohrady neighborhood. He rents it with 2 other friends who also are freelancers. But wouldn't it be cheaper to just work from home?
I have tried working from home for 1 year when I left my regular job 2 years ago. And at first it was great. You know, you don't have to get up every morning and ride the public transportation to your office. But after a while, most people find that it's not very healthy psychologically to mix home and work environments and, you know, to work in your bed or in your kitchen, because then you actually have no place to take a rest from your work, because it's lurking at you everywhere you look at home, and there is nowhere to hide from it.
Many professionals working freelance and from home share Petr's sentiment. And in the last decade, co-working centers have mushroomed in big cities across the world. Currently, Prague has 4 such spaces. But what exactly does the concept entail? I put the question to Jakub Mareš, one of the 4 founders of The Hub, a large co-working center in the city's Smíchov neighborhood.
Co-working, it means sharing common space, common working space between more people that actually don't work together, but they simply share the workspace. The advantage of such concept is sharing the costs for rental costs, electricity costs, and so on. But maybe bigger advantage is that the people get know each other. They can cooperate with each other, and moreover, it's simply more pleasant to work among people than alone in the living room.
Members of The Hub, located in a former printing factory with gorgeous high ceilings and exposed brick walls, can choose from a number of different membership options that are priced between 300 and 3,900 Czech crowns a month, depending on how much time they will spend there. Jakub Mareš is convinced that co-working is a concept that will become even more successful in the future.
I think that co-working is one of things that increase the quality of life. And quality of life, in my view, is defined by the number of choices you have. And if I'm a freelancer or I start my own company, I have more choices. I can work from home 2 days. I can be at my client 1 day. And I can work from co-working space another 2 days. That means that my life is more variable. I have more things and environments to see during the week, and I'm more happy. So I think definitely co-working is one of things of future.
Jakub Mareš says members come from all kinds of different fields, and many of them are trying to start their own business. Michal Juhas, together with his friend Josef Nevorel, is working on a startup website project called BookFan, which he describes as a cross between Facebook and Amazon. I asked him what he feels the advantages of working from the Hub.
We tried working at home, but it was very unsocial. We just woke up in the morning and then we started to work at home. And it was like you don't recognize the night and the day, because there is no line like when to stop working, because it's 5 p.m., it's 6 p.m. and you are walking always. So this is really good because the hub closes at 6:30, I think, so you really have to go home and have a rest.
Members can bring their own food and drink and leave it here. They can leave stuff in the fridge. They can bring their own dishes. But there's also dishes in the space that are communal. Coffee and tea.
Will Bennis shows me the kitchen at his space Locus, another co-working center in Prague, tucked away on a quiet side street off busy Wenceslas Square. Here, members can work 24/7. They are given a key to the space once they sign up. With 36 members as opposed to the hub's more than 100, it has a decidedly more intimate feel. I asked Will Bennis to describe what makes Locus special.
One of the things that separates Locus from any co-working spaces I know of is there's a real emphasis on internationalism. So there's a lot of expats, there's a lot of Czechs here who are interested in international business. The language of the space is English. There's people from, I think, 23 countries out of 36 members. That's a lot.
Aside from the advantage of having a designated workspace rather than working from home, are there any other positives? Are co-working spaces a good place to network? Will Bennis again.
The point isn't for people to come and sell their products, or it's a place to come and work. That said, people form natural relationships, but with their work. There's an accountant who's Czech, who's a member of the space. He does accounting for a lot of members of the space. There's web designers, there's business consultants, there's English teachers. People take English lessons out of the space. There's somebody starting an English school. So a lot of the times the jobs really complement one another. If you're a graphic designer, another person's a web designer, or another person's a translator, they often get jobs where they can turn to one another for help.
At my recent visit to Locus, an afternoon coffee break was in full swing. Will Bennis says he organizes them once a week so members can have a chat, get to know each other, and take a breather from their work. I asked an editor, an English teacher, a PhD candidate, and a web developer what they like about coming here.
Well, working in a co-working space, it stops you from going mad, basically, because when you work at home, you can just get a little too focused on the work. But what's interesting is that you can, if you have a problem, you can just ask someone here, and they can either help you out or you can find someone who does.
Basically, for not getting crazy, studying by myself at home, so Locus is helping me to have more friends and not studying by myself.
Separating life from work, and I have a couple of kids. And it's very hard to work when you have small kids in the house.
Petr Kokshi thinks that in recent years, the separation of life and work has become increasingly blurred. In his writing, Petr, who says he cannot imagine ever going back to working in a traditional open space office, focuses on the way that the development of new digital technologies changes our day-to-day lives.
The digital technology is what enables us to work distantly from other places than the traditional office. And I think it's really changing the society and the way people live nowadays, because more and more jobs can be done over the internet and does not require the workers to come to the office every day. And the technology and the change in social life are quite deeply interconnected.
Will Bennis also thinks that the way we work is undergoing a revolution. Co-working, he says, does not just help people save money and connect with each other, it also cuts down on pollution caused by daily commutes. He describes a vision that a friend of his once shared with him.
One day, people won't go to their offices anymore, at least people, knowledge workers, people who work from computers. He said they'll just go downstairs from their flat to the corner workplace where other people who live on that block will go and work, and they'll just basically plug into their office from there because it will have all the resources. You won't need to commute. You won't need to deal with all the issues that are involved with going to work.
While Prague is far from having a workspace on every corner, its four co-working centers are enjoying increasing popularity. And for some, there is no going back to a regular office existence. Petr Kocsi says that after trying to once, he simply cannot fathom ever leaving his current setup again.
I took a job offer that required me to come to an office 4 times a week. Most people would find that actually quite benevolent, but even that was too much for me. I was not able to concentrate in the open space. As spring came and the weather became better, I started missing the terrace so much that I decided to leave the job and do more freelancing and spend more time here again. And I'm quite happy about it right now.